It's Gospel 1590, 106.1 FM on demand.
Kim Latreason with you, thanking God for the opportunity to be here to speak with you and for the opportunity to talk with this young lady, one that God is using in a mighty way, I believe, for such a time as this. She was featured on the first season of The Four and actually was winner of the competition. And I'm sure when she first stepped on the stage with her sweet Southern charm, no one knew what would come out of that voice, the power that followed. I definitely hear the Lord's touch, His anointing, and His presence when she sings. So excited to have with us the singer of Bring the Whole Hood, also her latest single, Look No Further, a definite word right now in this season, reaching out to those who need the answer for their lives. Please help me in welcoming Miss Evie McKinney. Good afternoon to you, Evie.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for the amazing introduction.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. Well, what an anointing and the gifting you have. And I understand that you come from a big family. You're the youngest of seven?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the youngest of seven. I have four brothers and two sisters.
And you grew up in a house with music all the time. Tell us what those early years were like.
Well, my early years, which were the most important years of my life, now that I'm 23 now, but the early years of my life are amazing. And the reason why they were so amazing is because I grew up in a family that always had faith and, you know, has always had an existing relationship with Christ. So it was really easy for me to fall in love with God, I would say, because my mom, she was into not just teaching us about the Bible and not just teaching us of the teachings of Jesus, but we actually saw her. We lived them. And then my father also was the same way. He was very much into the church, and he was also a gospel blues R&B singer. I listened to all kinds of good music. I can't even remember us listening to music that wasn't good music or that didn't have, you know, any substance to it, because I grew up on like Isaac Hayes and Otis Redding and Franklin. And so even still to this day, I'm 23 years old, but I am an old soul just because of where I come from.
I can tell. I can definitely tell. And I understand that you wrote this project. Tell us about it.
Yes, ma'am. I wrote This Is Evie McKinney. It's a compilation of the songs that you named earlier, Look No Further and Bring the Whole Hood and Just Like God. But I've written three new, brand new, amazing songs that I feel like is going to take my career to the next level. And I'm not talking about financially or, you know, anything like that. I'm talking about taking my career to the next level where I get to reach people who don't believe like me. They can listen to my music, the young and the old, and they can be inspired. And that light bulb that God put in every single human being, if you have a heart that's beating, then you have the opportunity to have a relationship with God. And my whole project, that is the background to my whole project. I'm literally thinking about the people who don't know God and people who probably knew God and don't have a relationship with Him because something happened. Maybe somebody in your family passed away, or something happened tragically that traumatized you, and you're like, well, if there is a God and if He's up there, why would He create this? Well, you know, I'm just telling you that we live in a fallen world and we can't blame God on the sin that we do. Mm. So, you know, that's what my project is going to be about, though. But it's more inspirational than anything.
That is beautiful. I'm inspired just hearing you talk about it, the heart behind wanting to do that. And that is definitely what God wants, to bring back His sheep. Those who may have strayed, the one that everybody else would leave behind, He's definitely calling them back to Him. What a beautiful desire. When you mentioned going to the next level, you said it's not anything material or financial. The next level of wanting people to know the God that you know, what a great desire. I saw a quote from you saying, I want to be successful in the way that God says I should be successful. That's the real goal for me. It's not to have a certain amount of money. I just want to be where God wants me to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that wholeheartedly. I mean, I said it in that quote, And I'm not gonna lie, it has been it's been a journey. You know, of the past 4 or 5 years of my life has been a journey, but I have learned the hard way that the best way to live is to live in God's truth. And God's truth is, you know, how I was born and how much He loves me. It's not that, you know, a lot of people say, well, God accepts you the way that you are, your sin and all. Well, he accepts you and He loves you, but He wants to change you the inside out. He doesn't want to stay the same person. And I believe that true love is loving somebody enough to change them into a better person. And I think right now we live in a world where people they despise change. They don't like change, but change is actually an amazing thing, especially when God is in the equation. Because when God is changing something, man, beautiful things happen.
Tell us about Look No Further. As you're talking, that single in particular is sticking out in my mind. What was the inspiration? Anything personal or just the times that inspired that song?
Yeah, well, one thing about me as a singer and songwriter, and because I come from a place that's so rich in, you know, the blues, Memphis is a birthplace of rock and roll and the blues.
Oh, yeah.
And we take our lyrics very seriously. I have not written anything that I have not felt, or I have not written anything that is not authentic to who Evie McKinney is. And so when I was in the studio writing Look No Further, I wanted a song where I could talk to people who didn't believe the way that I did. You know, and I think a lot of times in the Christian church, in the modern church today, we tend to condemn people for believing differently when honestly they grew up into a certain type of religion or something, and it's not really their fault that they believe the way that they believe. And it's God has put us here, and our mission is to tell them, to inform them. It's not, we don't have the power to judge anybody. We don't have the power to change anybody. That's the Holy Spirit's job. But our job is to simply give them that book, you know, and to tell them, hey, you know, if you're looking for freedom, you know, if you're looking for true peace, if you're looking for true love, if you're looking for somebody that knows what it feels like to be hurt and to be forgotten and to be lied to, or, you know, if you're looking for somebody like that that's been through that, Jesus is the one that knows what it feels like to be murdered, to be spat upon, have a crown of thorns dug in his head. He knows what it feels like. And I think sometimes a lot of people, they don't believe in Jesus because of other people's opinions about him. And I can tell you this, if somebody's giving you a bad, as they would like to say, a bad review about Jesus, they don't know nothing about him. So I wanted a song, I wrote that song, Look No Further, where I'm literally talking to people. Because in the first verse, I say, for the ones who feel like they're defeated, too weak to stand back up and fight, whether you've gone through marital problems or sickness or financial problems, we all go through something. But when you turn your focus to Jesus, when you turn your focus to the true God, and the God where you can go to his tomb right now, he is not there. The atheists and the people, the scientists, they've already proclaimed that, yes, this man really did die on the cross, and he really did ascend back into heaven. And his word says that just the way he went up, he's coming back down to receive us. So that song, and I love the fact that it's doing so well. Oh my goodness,
yes,
because I really didn't know how people would receive the song, because I'm being so personal. I'm literally having a conversation with somebody. But yeah, that's how I wrote
Beautiful.
Look No Further.
Well, I noticed that you are going into another place of celebration. You have your own first debut project coming out Friday, but also your family life is growing. You got married last year and baby on the way.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What has that been like? I know the feeling of that news. So what's it been like for you and your husband?
Oh, my goodness. It has been the most I don't even know. I can't even think of a word in this moment right now to express the amount of love that I feel from God. Because when I was younger, my mom would always tell me to, you know, pray for your husband, pray for the type of man that you want, and be specific in your prayers. And now that I keep saying that I'm 23, because I really pray and hope that I can reach some of the younger women and younger men as well.
Yeah.
But I prayed for my husband, and it literally just happened out of nowhere. The Lord just like delivered my husband to me with a bow. on my first step, and it was so beautiful, because Everett, he is just the full embodiment of what I wanted my husband to be like. He's God-fearing, he's a provider, he's sweet, he's funny, he's talented, he's gifted, he's just everything. He tells the truth. He's in love with God, and that's what I pray for. And now that we have a baby on the way, I've experienced God in a completely different way, because I have felt this life growing inside of me since I was 4 weeks pregnant, and to go on this journey, and it's just amazing. Life is amazing, you know. And now I'm much very biased about all of these different abortion laws, and I really do feel like if the mother actually got the chance to just listen to the baby's heartbeat at 5 weeks, you would not want to take your child's life. You wouldn't want to do that. You would say, man, God put this baby inside of me, and I don't care how it was conceived, but I know that the Lord is going to bring blessings through this child to me. And that's his promise. So God is not a liar. But it has been amazing.
I am happy for you. Congratulations to you and your husband. And thank you for saying what you just said about the unborn. I heard one of my favorite pastors, Dr. Tony Evans, say that God...
Oh, I love Tony Evans so much.
Yes, yes. And I heard him mention that God wants us as his people to care about a life from the womb all the way up into the tomb.
Absolutely. So, and be proud of that.
Yes.
Because we're in the world, but we're not of the world, and we can't start to conform to the ways of the world. If we don't speak up, then who will? Nobody will. And where this world is going, they're going for, you know, they say the equality for all, but that's not really what it is. Because if I believe that it's wrong and you believe that it's right, then, you know, I don't know how equal that is.
Not. Where can we connect with you on social media?
You can follow me on all of my social media at Evie, E-V-V-I-E _music. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. My husband and I, we are uploading, we're always uploading vlogs, cute little videos, couples videos. We actually just released a video about godly dating and how we got married, because we got married in less than 6 months.
Wow.
And it was all God, and it was all because God just brought two people that loved him together, and we tried our best to be obedient in the courting stage, and next thing you know, we popped up married. So yeah, if you're interested in that type of stuff, subscribe to my YouTube channel and get on there and watch our videos, and if you just want to listen to the rest of my music is available on all platforms everywhere you listen to music. Just type my name in, or type that song in, and you'll get it.
There it is, Miss Evie McKinney, her new project, This Is Evie McKinney, available this Friday, February 26th, yes. And congratulations already on the success of your singles and on this new chapter in your life. All the Lord's best to you. Just keep that fire, love for him. And I know the best is yet to come for you.
Amen. Thank you so much for having
me. You're welcome. It was our pleasure.
It's Gospel 1590, 106.1, and the Afternoon Praise Party on demand.